Washington testimony set for just a few minutes from now will be read with great interest. I'm David Brancaccio. Expect to see the guardians of interest rates at the Federal Reserve slightly raise the cost of borrowing from pandemic lows starting in March. But how many more rate hikes will there be this year? The Fed Chair Jerome Powell wants to be renominated for a new term with a hearing on that in the Senate starting in a few minutes. Powell's prepared remarks are out already, which are being scoured by financial analysts, among them Susan Schmidt. She's head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors. Good morning.
Good morning.
You see a shift in these remarks.
Absolutely. Chairman Powell has been very good at communicating to the market where the Fed is focused. And I think in his confirmation hearing today, we're going to hear remarks from him that talk about inflation. The Fed has been very focused on employment, and it really shows that the Fed now is shifting gears, recognizing that inflation is perhaps more than they expected and needs to be addressed. And the market in turn is thinking that there are going to be more interest rate hikes sooner rather than later.
What do you make of this volatility? I mean, yesterday, the NASDAQ way down for a lot of the day till right at the very end and it pops back up.
We had a lot of volatility, and we've been talking about that. We had a lot of investors who were nervous about the year, not sure what to expect, backing out of the market. But then we saw a huge recovery as dip buyers came back in and wanted to take advantage of the lower prices. Expect that volatility to continue. With Omicron, no one really knows what's going to happen in the next couple of months. But underlying that is a confidence from the market that the economy is getting back on track.
Susan Schmidt, speaking from Chicago. She's head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Interest rates are steady ahead of Powell's date on Capitol Hill, 1.77% on the 10-year yield. 23 minutes into the trading day, the Dow is down 229 points, let's put that, 0.6%. S&P down 0.5%. The NASDAQ down 0.2%. If you have a loan, default is not where you want to be, but when it comes to retirement planning, default may be in our stars. Here to talk about the benefits of retirement default settings is Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell. Hi, Chris.
Morning, David.
So the default option that may have magical properties, it's about the choices you get when you sign up for retirement plans, right?
That's right. So you sign up for a retirement plan or you're automatically enrolled in a retirement plan, but you don't want to decide where am I going to put my money. Then your employer has designated a fund, an investment fund, that they'll put you into. And the jargon term for that is the default option.
And they tested this in France, and it turned out that when there are a lot of choices, a lot of the workers just kind of throw up their hands.
Yes. So this recent study came up with what so many studies have said, David, which is that, look, people get overwhelmed. And in fact, they can get so overwhelmed that they just decide, I'm not going to even participate.
Yeah. It's like when you're trying to watch something on, say, Netflix, and there's too many choices and you end up watching nothing. But if the employer does offer a default option that employees are likely to embrace, it better be a good option.
The architecture really matters. Give you a quick example. Sweden has essentially a national 401k. And in 2,000 participants could choose from 465 funds, David. And one of the choices was the default choice. But the government said, look, don't go with the default. You know, we want you to construct your own portfolio. And it turns out 2/3 of participants took up the challenge. But as time passed, you know, the number of Swedish workers picking their own portfolios shrank to less than 5%. Instead, they just went to the default option. Now, here's the thing. Turns out that was a good choice. The default fund was carefully constructed. It was well diversified and it had low fees.
So one of the lessons here in the U.S. would be the personal finance expression, keep it simple.
You know, that is one of the most important expressions in personal finance. And I really wish that more policymakers would pay attention to it. On my bookshelf, I have two books, Get What's Yours, The Secret to Maxing Out Your Social Security, and Get What's Yours for Medicare, Maximize Your Coverage, Minimize Your Costs. Well, here's the thing, David. These are wonderful books. They're a wealth of information. Each book is over 300 pages. And so, you know, Social Security, Medicare have become extremely complex to navigate for the typical retiree.
Chris Farrell, Marketplace's senior economics contributor. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, David.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
This weekend, Canada will start making long-haul truckers crossing the border from the U.S. show proof they've been vaccinated. The requirement's a new development in pandemic policy. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has more.
During the pandemic, even during periods of lockdown and border closures, truck drivers have been able to cross the U.S.-Canada border with ease, thanks to their classification as essential workers. That's about to change. Stephen Laskowski, president and chief executive of the Canadian Trucking Alliance, says once the vaccine mandate for truck drivers takes effect on Saturday, as many as 16,000 unvaccinated drivers could be sidelined.
We need more truck drivers in Canada and the United States, whether it's domestic or crossing the border, than less.
Laskowski says his association needs more time to convince vaccine-hesitant truck drivers to get the jab. The stakes are high, says operations professor Fraser Johnson of the Ivy Business School in London, Ontario. He says $1.5 billion worth of goods cross that border each day.
Broadly speaking, it's going to increase the costs of transportation, is going to create delays.
In other words, more constraints on an already challenged supply chain. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
Our producers are Rose Conlon, Meredith Gerritsen, Stephen Ryan, Alex Schroeder, and Erica Soderstrom. I am David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.